In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the original Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. Come next month, just in a couple of weeks, I will have been doing this for 40 years, four decades. I've been knocking out bums for four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm not the guy buying the pay-per-views. Or did you buy the pay-per-views? Everybody I know watched the Money Mayweather exhibition last night. Nobody I know paid for it. How the hell did this go on? How does this occur? I don't know. You tell me. 1-800-878-PLAY-THIS. 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's some other fights we'll be talking about. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, September the 14th, copping out, taking on Edgar Berlanga, of course, a Puerto Rican slugger. A little bit lacking in the talent department, but the bottom line is he will be hungry and he will come to fight, but the bottom line is it's probably not enough. And Canelo Alvarez now talking about David Benavidez. Well, maybe I'll fight him, but I don't want to talk about fighting anybody until after this fight. Bottom line is all the heat that the various Facebook pages and different Mexican boxing aficionados, things like that, are putting on him to fight David Benavidez, he's feeling it now. He's definitely feeling it. Of course, the Sheik has put him down. And speaking of the Sheik, we'll talk about that. And I've talked about this in depth in the past, but we'll go into it with Tommy D today. And I'll ask him, is the Saudi Arabian influence of boxing, is it any good? Is it good for the long-term run of the game? I mean, come on, man. I don't know. I've never been in the position to where I've liked a boxing czar. In other words, a guy that controlled everything. I sort of liked it when Don King and Bob Arum, they were sort of like dueling promoters. I call them promoters. But they were dueling bandits, okay, back and forth. I mean, they both had a product. Sometimes they would come together and put it together for making money. But the bottom line is, today, boxing's a little bit lacking. We'll talk about that and more, of course. Tommy D will be here today. Maybe we'll spend some time with Larry Merchant. But in hour number two, we'll bring in Dante Kirkman. Who is he? He's a professional boxer out of Stanford University. Wow, let's talk about that more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to bring in the champion. I'm talking about Tommy D, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And his wife are, how can I put this? Their daughter, Tamara, has left for college this week, and they're sort of stressing. But the bottom line is, you know, she is the future of this country. And the bottom line is, every parent I know is envious of both the Dillamuth. So let's start the show off with that. We're both envious of you. Everybody's envious of you, Tommy.
I don't know why. I mean,
You don't know why. You got a kid that's away, a kid that was scholarshiped off to school, off to college, age of 17, basically got a college degree already. Come on, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, she's making everybody, you know, making us look good, and she's looking good.
Either so that or making it. I guess you don't do her homework with her, huh?
No, because I don't think she would be getting those scholarships.
that's what I was implying. I mean, that's exactly what I was implying. Anyway, you didn't spend any time watching that exhibition last night, did you?
No, I did not. I really wasn't interested in it.
Okay, here's what's up. I did because for some reason somebody sent me a link, and then I ended up being the pay-per-view baron or whatever it was last night. Anyway, bottom line, somebody sent me a link, and I did watch it, and the person that sent me the link sent a whole lot of other people the link, so everybody I know was watching. We were laughing. It was a bit of a clown show. Mayweather had in an exhibition with John Gotti the third or something like that, had the referee thrown out in the middle of the match and this and that, had a referee replacement. In other words, it was total WCW type of stuff, which is a little bit comical to listen to that, but I'm just tired of the Mayweather acting. If Gotti was, you know, Gotti had like a 30-pound weight advantage over Floyd, right? A 30-pound weight advantage. Why didn't he step on Floyd's foot or try to kick Floyd's ass? Instead, he tried to outbox Floyd, much like that idiot Marvin Hagler trying to outbox Ray Leonard. When Marvin Hagler tried to outslug John Mugabe, he took a beating. He finally did outslug him, okay? But when he tried to outbox Ray Leonard, he got outboxed. In other words, you bring your best to the dance. Obviously, Gotti doesn't know what his best is.
Absolutely not. I mean, obviously, I mean, if you're the bigger guy and you're definitely not going to outbox Mayweather. I mean, nobody did in, 50 fights?
That's
professionally.
So why are guys why would anybody try to stand on the outside and box with that guy? It's crazy.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what the game plan was. You would think a guy with money like Gotti Jr. has would get some smart coaches.
Does he have money?
To tell him what to do. I would think he has money. I don't see why he wouldn't.
Now, listen, you're a guy that's been involved with card games, all that kind of stuff in New York City, so you know the Gottis, right? You're like, you got them on speed. You got them on speed dial, don't you, in case you need protection?
I have to plead the fifth. on this one and not comment.
See, folks, he's getting smarter. He's just getting smarter. He's pleading the fifth now. Instead of spilling his guts on the air, of course, we recorded and sent it to the U.S. attorneys and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, so we get rid of the Mayweather-Gotti thing. Of course, this weekend is gone. October 13th, let me ask you if this means anything to you. October 13th and October 14th in Japan, they're going to have a WBA 118-pound title fight, one of the Inoue brothers taking on Seiji Tsumi, then a WBC 112-pound fight with the Mexican Christopher Rosales taking on Taraji, Kenshiro Taraji, WBA 112-pound bout, WBA 108-pound bout, October 14th, Junto Nakatani versus Tazani Salapai, that's probably going to be a good one, WBC 118-pound bout, WBO 115-pound bout, Kosaya Tanaka, WBO 112-pound bout. I can keep going, but the bottom line is nobody gives a spit about these fights except maybe the Japanese.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I'm not really interested in any of them. The only Japanese guy I'm really interested in is the pound-for-pound number one guy, and that's the monster, anyway.
The Inoue. Of course, yeah, guess what? And guess what's good? You're going to get to watch all these fights on TV, Amazon Prime Video in Japan, from Japan, ESPN Plus in the United States, but Amazon Prime. Do they really think this is something like, I guess the Japanese arenas will probably rock for these guys, but man, I'm looking at this on paper as far as boxing entertainment is concerned. I'd rather go to sleep.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, my question is on Amazon Prime, is it pay-per-view or is it for subscribers or people that have Amazon Prime?
It says TV Amazon Prime Video in Japan, ESPN Plus in the United States. So we get to watch on these. Speaking of ESPN Plus, you know, I got the app. Last week, the app kept knocking me off and knocking me off and knocking me off. So I tried to get a refund on it, and stupid me, I paid for it a year in advance, right? They say you can't get a refund now because I paid a year in advance.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
No, because I would have went back to maybe borrowing ESPN Plus.
What you said, borrowing ESPN Plus?
Yeah, you know, like from a neighbor, like with a pair of binoculars, that kind of
stuff. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that works well too. I think
it's legal.
Does that a lot also.
It's legal.
It is legal. Yeah, as long as the blinds are up, right?
Okay, we're talking about the monster, Inoue, of course, undefeated champion, 115, 118, 122. He's taking on TJ Dehoney. I asked Boxing's PhD about this, and he said Dehoney has two chances, slim and none, and slim not is not even in the country. But who is TJ Dehoney? Do you know?
I have no idea who that is. I do not know who that is. Maybe it's just a break fight, a fill-in fight for Monster. He's been taking some tough fights lately. So maybe he does deserve. Maybe,
look,
you know,
if he needs somebody to step in, he could like. Listen, if I didn't think he knocked me out, I'd jump at it. I'd jump at the opportunity.
Okay? I would too.
I mean, if he promised me, listen, I'll take it easy on you, go the distance, hit you on the arms a bunch of times. I said, cool, okay. But now once he starts cracking on you, man, that guy. Listen, the range. Once he gets the range, he hits hard enough and to end the show. And not too many Japanese fighters have said that. I mean, we talked about all these Japanese fighters here, and all of them, except for Nakatani, sort of suck. I mean, they just do. I don't want to watch guys at 108 pounds with 8-ounce gloves that can't punch.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's some of them are exciting because, you know, they try and they throw a lot of punches, right? So it's action-filled, but you're not really hurting the other fighter. Like, it's, you know, you don't see the knockdowns or the knockouts. You know, I like Nakatani. I think he's a solid and he's a good fighter. I wonder if they're prepping him to maybe move up and fight in a way. That I'd be interested in seeing that.
That would be like the super fight of Japan, without a doubt, of course. Mm-hmm. Junto Nakatani, undefeated, and he is a WBC 118-pound champion. I guess that would sort of set things up. He's fighting this guy, Tasana Salapat. Sounds like he's Samoan. But that's going to go down October 14th. That'll be on ESPN+. But it sounds like the Japanese are smart. And if this Junto Nakatani is the guy, they think he's the guy that can maybe challenge Inoue. They put them on the same card together, maybe one time. You hear where I'm coming from? And they really build it up. That's the way you really build up a fight.
Yeah, and that's smart. And the Japanese are doing the right thing, and you know, by their fighters, you know, and which the United States, I wish they would do the same thing, but we have promoters that, you know, pretty much don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but most of these, most of these Japanese fights are like snoozers.
Yeah, but you know, they try. They try to bring in some Filipino fighters as well over there.
Yeah, they,
you know,
bring in Marks. they bring in Marks. Are you kidding? Very rarely do you get a live body over there. Sort of like, you didn't see it last night, But it was sort of funny that they had a fight card on, of course, on ESPN. ESPN. They had some other boxing on TV last night. But I didn't watch it. I watched this part of this thing. But Alan David Picasso, 29-0-1, now 16 KOs. He's a 122-pounder out of Mexico City, and he beat this guy by the name of Azat Crazy Hawassin, now 21-5, 17 KOs. I thought maybe this was like a 7-5 fight, or maybe an 8-4 fight, or maybe even a 6-6 fight. And the scores ended up being 120-108, that means 12 rounds of zip, 118-110, twice. That means 10 rounds of two. In other words, man, you can't even go in. You better bring two guns when you go to Mexico to fight somebody.
Yeah, that was the card that it was. You're talking about Rodriguez, right?
No. Alan David Picasso was on the same card with Mayweather. He was a semi-main event. In fact, this was the only fight
that
was
the co-main event. Yes.
In fact, Victor Ortiz. Let me tell you about Victor Ortiz. When I interviewed him in San Jose, California, many, many years ago. He was like 8-0 or something like that, and he got roughed up in a preliminary fight. He said, you know, maybe this boxing ain't for me. That's what he said on air. I kid you not, it was on TV. Maybe this boxing ain't for me. So a vicious, vicious Victor Ortiz, now 33-7-3, 25 kills. He did an exhibition last night. Listen, he looked like somebody inflated him with air. In other words, you shouldn't have came out looking like that, man. I mean, come on. Not that he was like had the greatest body in the entire world, but he sort of shamed himself for coming out looking like that.
He had the total dad body coming into that fight. And then from what I hear is he has another exhibition lined up in Kansas, like in a couple weeks or something like that.
Who's paying this guy?
I mean, he's sure fought like it.
Who's paying this guy?
I don't know that somebody's giving him some money. And hey, if they're paying him good money, then why not? Last night I did see parts of that fight, and it was a sparring. They didn't really go at it. It was just a sparring of 2 minute rounds. You know, it's pretty much a joke. But hey, if he's getting paid for it, you know, and he's not taking much damage, why not?
34 years ago, I want to mention this, 34 years ago at the North American Boxing Federation, they named me North American Boxing Writer of the Year, and Dwayne Ford was an official with the NABF then and the WBC, and he's still the president of the North American Boxing Federation. I just want to wish him the best as they celebrate their 54th annual awards banquet. I think that's going down in Las Vegas. So straight up, congratulations to Dwayne Ford. Of course, he's like almost 90 years old. Dwayne's such a good guy. One time when I was having some legal problems, okay, some guy was giving me a bad time because he said that I slandered him and all this kind of good stuff. Dwayne sent me some money for a lawyer.
Wow.
Out of the blue.
Hmm.
Of course, I got a bunch of letters like that. Somebody made a move to sue me. I guess it was in the early 1990s, and I got like $8,000 or $10,000 in the mail.
Really?
Yep. I can name the people that sent it to me. I sent it back to them. I didn't need
and
it.
And that was they were telling you to not talk or not.
No. They thought that I needed a lawyer in order to proceed. They thought I was being wrong.
Oh, I see.
So they ended up sending. I didn't start this defense fund or anything like that. But all of a sudden, these checks were showing up. Man, I had all these checks. Dwayne Ford sent me. I said, "Well, come on, I need these checks." Anyway, I sent most of. I don't take that back. I think I might have cashed Dwayne Ford's check. That was the first one. That was for $500. But I might have cashed that one from the NABF. But the rest of them, I just returned. I didn't want to feel indebted to somebody.
No, I hear you. I understand.
You know, I mean, that was a little bit crazy. But, yeah, those were some challenging times when, you know, back when Pedro, like, thought that he was a man, thought he can go out there and say who, what, where, when, and how, and do it right. And then people say, you know what, we don't like the way you're doing it, and we don't like your style. Guess what? I prevail because I'm still here kicking ass almost 40 years later. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You can run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right, okay.
If you want to get athletically embarrassed, get in shape, get yourself in the best shape of your life, and then go down there and run with Ray Leonard. He ran me into the ground. He ran like a dog. I mean, I was like, how? Listen, we were jogging in Florida. We did like, I guess about 2 weeks of road work together, but we're running at 5:30 in the morning. And we're like going down this highway, and there comes a little thing where they honk the horn. Now, I don't know what's going on. We're going 3 miles, okay? So we go 2.5 miles. I hear him honk the horn, and Ray takes off, and he sprints so fast that he disappears over a hill and goes down. In other words, the truck takes off from me. I got no protection, none whatsoever. They took off and went with Ray. He was, I'm telling you, man, I've never seen anybody. I watched him play basketball. I watched him play baseball. I haven't seen him with a football, but the bottom line is he is the greatest athlete I've ever seen in boxing. That's straight up. Talk about Ray Charles Leonard, of course, the former welterweight, junior middleweight, middleweight champion of the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now we go from one champion to another champion, back to Tommy D. Tommy D, it's been a slow weekend in boxing. What's on your mind? What's on the shot caller's mind this Sunday?
Well, I got a couple of things. I mean, seeing the opponent that they have for Shakur Stevenson, and I guess they put him on the undercard of a pay-per-view, his first pay-per-view, and to me it's a joke. I guess he announced he signed with Matchroom, so he leaves Top Rank to go with Matchroom, and the opponent they give him is Joe Cordina. I mean, what is going on with that division, and what is going on with Shakur? You know, Shakur saying things like he don't care about the fans, he don't care what the fans say. I mean, do you think anybody should support this guy?
No, but he has his black base there in Newark, New Jersey, that'll fill an arena for him or come close to filling an arena. Maybe he won't pack it in like he did the last time, but maybe he get an arena half as big and pack that one. He can still make money, but the bottom line is he's unentertaining, man. I mean, he's like watching paint dry on the wall.
Yeah, and it was pretty sad. I was there in person his last fight in New Jersey, and to see the crowd leave in what was it, the end of the 11th round, and you know, halfway through in the 12th round and final round. I mean, that's not a good sign. That's in your hometown of Newark, New Jersey. And you know, and part of it is because, you know, his style, and because he makes comments like that, you know, F the fans. I mean, that's not going to do it for you.
How about F Shakur?
How How about, yeah, that's what they did by leaving the stadium, leaving the arena, you know, in the 11th round.
So. Bob Arum had Devin Haney. He said he couldn't make money with Devin Haney. I understood that, okay? And then he said he had Shakur Stevenson, couldn't really make good money with Shakur Stevenson because Shakur didn't want to deliver. I mean, Shakur has all the talent. It's like Shakur is like a waiter, and he brings you the perfect meal, but he doesn't bring any silverware. So you know what I'm saying? There's something missing with Shakur.
Yeah, so, I mean, in my opinion, Shakur, he doesn't go for it. I mean, even his coaches are trying to tell him, too, during that fight, his trainer, and he wouldn't listen. Like, he doesn't go for the knockout. He doesn't go to stoppage. He keeps, you know, he's boring us with this boxing. There's opportunities there, and he's not going for it. His fight before that against De Los Santos, you know, he didn't engage. He pretty much jogged, you know, for 12 rounds. You know, and you know, he's talented. He's great defensively. I believe he has great upper body movement. And you know, in boxing next to Canelo, I think those two are the two top guys as far as upper body movement defensively. But he doesn't go for it. You don't see him go and try to take guys out. You know, he's scared. In my opinion, he's scared to engage. I don't like saying that about fighters. You know, they're in the ring risking their lives, and I don't want to say that they're scared. But you know, he doesn't engage much. He doesn't go for it. You know, he doesn't take chances.
Okay. There's an article up on BoxingScene.com. I think Kurt Emhoff wrote it, and he's a pretty good boxing writer. He goes back a couple of decades, I believe. He talked about the Saudi Arabian influence on boxing, them writing checks and this and that. I mean, I think they're going to make a bold move to take over the sport, and once they do, I think the sport's screwed. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, I don't think so. I agree with that.
I mean, when you look at the big picture, they're writing checks, this and that. But when he starts talking about, you know, this match and that match, I don't know. I don't get, listen, why is it I got a better feeling when Don King, it may be a convicted criminal, and Bob Arum is maybe not an unconvicted criminal. We don't know. But the bottom line is, those guys, how can I put this? And even Al Haymon, to an extent, you can accept what they say. But the Turkish guy, I mean, the Turkey guy, I'm just not, maybe, am I racist?
No, not at all. No, I mean, but I think he's trying, though, right? You don't think he's trying? He's trying to give us, you know, the fights that the fans want to see, right? I mean, he put on a show in L.A., yeah, which I know a couple people that were there, and they said that was one of the best cards they ever been to live. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
but it lasted 2 days. That's the rap I got is that they showed up like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and didn't leave till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you want to overdose on boxing, that's cool. Don King had it so bad one time as far as putting fighters on cards that the Nevada State Athletic Commission had to have two sets of officials for his cards.
Wow.
Because we'd start at like 2:30 in the afternoon, right? And every guy that Don King had under contract, would end up getting a fight, a 4-round fight, a 6-round fight, 8-round fight. He'd have like 35, 40 guys fighting. I kid you not. So they had to have two sets of officials in the Nevada Commission.
Which is, I mean, but hey, if you're a fan of boxing and, you know, if you can afford to get a ticket and you want to go to a venue, you want to watch boxing, then why not? You don't have to watch every single fight. You could take a walk, go to the concession stand, and just enjoy the event, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I like it. I would like to go to an event like that.
Okay, Eddie Hearn, the promoter extraordinaire from the UK, has lost over $1 billion, according to different reports. How can he still be in business?
That's a good question. I wonder who else is, you know, maybe he's got some backing and, you know, maybe some other people putting some money behind
him. Are you trying to say that you're backing him? Are you backing him financially?
No.
We need to know right now. Is Tommy D, is the big money behind Tommy D backing this guy?
Not at all. The only way I back him is I pay for a subscription for the Zone. That's it.
How much? It's like $30 now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's around $30. Yeah,
do you think that's worth the $30? Do you think you get a good return on your $30?
Yes and no. On occasions, what I don't like is that when they do the pay per views, that we have to pay full price for the pay per view. Right? If they're going to do that, why can't they deduct?
Bro,
you know,
the original business plan was that they would never charge for pay-per-views.
Exactly. You're right. And when it was like, what, $9.99 per month or something like that. Or even when it was $20 or $19.99
per month. You know what that makes you and I, right?
Suckers?
Marks.
Marks.
Boxing marks. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's worth paying $30 a month. Sometimes, I mean, I've gone a month without watching a fight on DAZN, haven't you? pretty close
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, I have as well. I didn't get to see the what was it? The who was it? Virgil Ortiz fight. I mean, but that was that De La Hoya? That was Golden Boy. But
speaking of De La Hoya, speaking of De La Hoya, did I send you that porn that somebody sent me?
No, you did not, but I do know what you're talking about.
I mean, the guy's jumping
he's
around.
He's out there dancing.
He's dancing around. He's got like his G-string underwear on again. He went back to the G-string days. You know, hey, when I broke that story at ringtalk.com in 2008, everybody thought it was a joke. When I had the pictures of him, because this Russian chick sent me the pictures. I got the pictures in advance. In fact, I sent him to Emmanuel Stewart. I said, "Emmanuel, is this Oscar?" And he called me on the phone. Yeah, that's Oscar. All right, so it was Oscar. And of course, he wasn't into the gay thing, but he was into, like, you know, doing a lot of cocaine and butt plugs and stuff like that. But it was all with women. It wasn't with guys. I want to clarify that. It was all with guys. And this nudie thing that he did was with a pretty good looking girl, but I don't know. I think he must be back on cocaine.
I don't even know what to say. It could be all be a mirage as to what
that wasn't. That wasn't AI.
Really, I mean,
that wasn't AI.
No, I'm saying as a mirage, it's like, you know, him being maybe bisexual, right? He's with all these women and doing all these things, and, you know, putting all these things up, you know, where, you know, that could be a mirage for what he really likes.
Hey,
I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. When I was working at Terravel Police Station in 1982, I got a call on 19th Avenue to go to a house on 19th Avenue, and the guy had a light bulb stuck up as you know what. He had a light bulb up there. I kid you not, a light bulb, like he was Cousin It of the Addams Family or something like that. But he had a light bulb up there, and we had to call. We called an ambulance, but he had a light bulb up there. Don't ask me why. I guess he was trying to see the light.
No, I don't even know what to say.
Have a good weekend. Hug the wife, man, and tell the wife she's got a great kid and got to support her 3,000%.
I appreciate you, Pedro. Thank you very much.
All the best. Sir Thomas Duman with the Shot Caller for Sunday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you got the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali once said,
"Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out. It's the pebble in your shoe. Ignore the opinions of others. Believe in yourself when no one does. When everyone chooses the stair lift, walk up the stairs. If people don't have the life that you want, why do you listen to the opinion they give you? Smile more, worry less, love more, hate less. Give yourself to the world and don't try to take it for yourself. Live every day as if it were your last, because one day you're going to be right."
The man born Cassius Clay, January 17, 1942, of course, changed his name to Muhammad Ali in 1964 with his conversion to the Nation of Islam, and the rest is history. You, of course, the greatest human being I've ever come in contact with, I kid you not, of course, being his lackey at a couple of Asian tours in Buenos Aires at one point. I got to tell you, it was no greater honor than being, for lack of a better word, Muhammad Ali's bitch. I just got to tell you that. Anyway, Virgil Ortiz, based on that fight he had a couple weeks ago with Sergio Domitio, I mean, it's time for him to just hang it up. It just is. I mean, the beating he took, he was walking around the arena concussed. He didn't know where he was going, this kind of good stuff. Of course, he says he can beat anybody in the 154-pound division. That includes Terrence Crawford. Good luck on that. Now, according to the House historian, Frank, of course, Sir Frank comes to us, Frank 1961 on Twitch.tv, of course, the Sports Wildin' USA channel. He says, August 25th, 1986, Buster Drayton stops Davey Moore in 10 rounds. He trains the IBF 154-pound title, and that was in France. Of course, Drayton passed away 2 years later from diabetes and cancer. Buster Drayton was famous for being Marvin Hagler's sparring partner, but Davey Moore was undefeated until he stepped into the ring with Roberto Duran. He was a 3.5 to almost a 4-1 favorite in this June 1983 bout for the WBA 154-pound title in the Garden, Madison Square Garden. Of course, I flew from San Francisco to L.A. to watch it in the Main Street Theater, because that was a big theater down there in L.A. at that point in time, because nobody in San Francisco was showing the fight. So we actually flew, me and a couple of other friends, flew to L.A. to watch this fight between Roberto Duran and Davey Moore, because Roberto was coming off that win over Pino Cuevas about 4 or 5 months earlier in the same area. I'm talking about Southern California. Of course, that was the rebirth of Duran after the No Mas, after the Kirkland Lang, after all his debacles. He finally got himself back in shape and beat the Mexican sensation, or one-time welterweight champion, Jose Pepino Cuevas. So he beats him, knocks him out, pretty decisive manner, of course, steps in against Davey Moore, a 3.5-1 favorite. And Davey Moore, he gave himself the kiss of death. He spit on the floor in front of Roberto Duran. I mean, he didn't spit, actually, but he made the motion like he spit on the floor, like in front of him. You don't do that, okay? So anyway, Duran came out there, and of course, it was an even first round. But after that, it was all Roberto Duran. I mean, he beat him up so bad, it was merciful. I mean, the referee, Ernesto Magana, should have been arrested as a co-conspirator and an assault with a deadly weapon, allowing Duran to beat on him like that. I mean, why didn't he stop the fight? Finally, the Moore corner stopped the fight in the 8th round, but it was like the most one-sided fight you'd ever seen in your life. And poor Davey Moore, of course, he would go on and last another 3 years. He would die June 3rd, 1989. Get this, got run over by his own car. Now, the impeccable one, I imagine he couldn't do this, but get this. The guy's working on his car in the driveway. He has the door open, and somehow the car comes off the jack or something like that, and the door kills him. I kid you. So anyway, he was killed by his door, his passenger door, but Davey Moore, may he rest in peace. But his claim to fame, of course, was, I think that, you know, losing to Duran. I mean, that's just the way it was. I mean, he was a great fighter when he beat Wilfred Benitez back in 1984, because that was a couple of months after Benitez had left here. Of course, when I lit Benitez up in the gym, we had two sparring sessions. They were both in May of 1984. The first sparring session, I was scared to death, and my trainer, Chris Gomez, called me all kinds of filthy names when I came back after the first round. He said, if you don't give it to this guy, I'm going to leave, all that kind of goes. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the second sparring session we had, I just went for it. I threw a lot of punches, and Benitez never really got out of his corner. He stayed in the same corner. He's like a dope on the ropes. That's the way he stayed, of course. And then 3 months later, he would lose to Davey Moore. He gets stopped, of course, in the second round. That was sort of the end of Wilfred Benitez. But he kept going. And, of course, the champion that came, he won the world championship, the Puerto Rican sensation, at the age of 17, the junior welterweight championship, beating Antonio Kid Cervantes, of course, and it was an epic event for the 17-year-old Puerto Rican. Of course, then he captured the World Welterweight Championship with a split decision over Carlos Palomino. I thought that was a bit of a gift and a ripoff. I really did, because I thought that Palomino might have won that fight, but he was fighting Benitez in Puerto Rico. And then Benitez steps up. He loses that title to Ray Leonard. Of course, that was in 1979, November 1979, gets stopped in the 15th round. Referee Carlos Padilla stops the fight with 15 seconds left. I'll never forget Herb Lambeck, the betting odds king down there in Las Vegas, had $50,000 so the fight would go 15 rounds. And the fight was 15 seconds short of 15 rounds. And referee Carlos Padilla, of course, famous for the thrill in Manila, he stopped that fight, and that freaked Herbie out. But I mean, Herb was never the same after that. It just wasn't. But Benitez, of course, would lose that welterweight championship, step up to 154, and knock out Maurice Hope. Maurice Hope was a WBC, 100 World Boxing Council, 154-pound super middleweight, junior middleweight, super welterweight champion, of course, from the UK. He was a big, tall guy. I thought he could fight a little bit, but guess what? Benitez knocked his tooth out, landed the absolute perfect punch, knocked his tooth out, and knocked him out. And that was basically the end of the run as far as titles were concerned for Wilfred Benitez. But when he was out here, I'm telling you, when he was out here, I tried to get him to do things. You know, Wilfred Benitez, I would tell people, hey, Benitez is in my stable. Say, what? Yeah. The guy that fought Ray Leonard, he's in my stable. Really? He goes, yeah, well, let's get him to do things. Well, I couldn't get him to go anywhere. He wouldn't go anywhere. He didn't want to do anything. He went to the gym. We didn't do any road work. I don't know if he was doing road work or not. But the bottom line is Benitez was a bit of a mental midget. Maybe call him an idiot savant. What I mean by that is he was a genius at boxing, okay? But the bottom line is he couldn't do anything else. He couldn't read, write. He was illiterate. And I think, as I said, he was an idiot savant, and that's a compliment. That means he was great at what he was doing, the art of boxing. But outside of that, he couldn't do anything. I mean, just couldn't. Every time we had a conversation, I say to him, hey, you know, this guy's going to fight this guy. And he says, hey, how's your girlfriend? I'm say what? He always shifted the conversation back to my girlfriend. I didn't want to talk about my girlfriend, but that's what Benitez wanted to talk about. Now, the reason why I bring up Benitez is that when you look at him right now, somebody's got to feed him. He's in diapers. He's been in diapers for like 5 or 6 years now. People have been feeding him for almost a decade. He's got 24/7 around the care, almost hospice type of care. What I'm trying to tell you is, was it worth it? You know, his father, Gregorio Benitez, of course, a Puerto Rican that I think he was alive as of a couple of years ago. Listen, if ever there was a guy that should have died a horrible death, it was Gregorio Benitez, the father of Wilfred Benitez. And the reason why I say that is he was so stuck on his son, he ripped his son off, stole all his money. I mean, the kid retired without anything. But what he did was he had him sparring with guys like Esteban de Jesus and the Villarroel brothers. Edwin Villarroel was one of the guys, of course. There were the two Villarroel brothers. I think Duran fought one of them, had a real tough fight with him. But the bottom is, Cervantes beat Duran the first time. So what I'm trying to tell you is that these guys that were the upper echelon of boxing were sparring with Wilfred Benitez at the age of 13 and 14. His brain couldn't take that. He just couldn't take it. A lot of the guys that I boxed with young, okay? Let me tell you, but maybe I got lucky. I'll tell you what happened. I had 6 fights when I was 11, okay? And then I quit. Nah, 6 fights, 6-0, 6 bangers, I'm done, okay? And if something happened, I think Eddie Machen died, and sort of my attention to boxing sort of faded away. And then it came back a few years later, okay? But I took a couple of years off. I didn't box until I was probably 16, 17. And then, of course, I got competitive at the age of 17 and, of course, boxed all the way through to the age of about 25 or 26. What I'm trying to tell you is that when I was in my prime, I didn't know it. You just didn't know it. I mean, you realize, you look back now, you say to yourself, wow, I could have done this easier. I could have done that easier. And that's how I see these different fighters, different champions, when they look back at the game and reflect on their careers. I understand, like, you only see the good and not the bad. I saw the good and the bad. Of course, a couple of times that I got drubbed in my life, I stepped into a fight at 147, probably over the weight, down there in Las Vegas in the National Golden Gloves. And Ernie Chavez, who would later fight Meldrick Taylor, of course, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist. He would fight later fight Meldrick Taylor, almost knock Meldrick out. But the bottom line is, Ernie Chavez beat me down. He should have been arrested for domestic violence that night. He beat me up so bad. So it was a difference in size. Size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. That's why this Virgil Ortiz thing, but his idea of moving up in weight, everybody thought it was a good idea because, you know, he had the weight woes and some blood issues regarding cutting weight and that kind of good stuff. I don't think it's a good idea because when you move up in weight, guys hit harder. And guys aren't necessarily slower. They hit harder. And at 154, he can get hurt. At 160, he can get hurt. I mean, the fact that he barely survived that last fight, the fact that he barely survived that last fight should say enough, should say a lot about Virgil Ortiz at this point in time. Of course, 25 years old, 22-0, 21 knockouts, the golden boy of Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions. I think he's in serious trouble as far as his neurological future is concerned. So what if I'm right? So what if I'm wrong? It's better to err on the side of injury than not. In other words, you know, I think that Virgil Ortiz should give it up. I think that he really should. I mean, it's based on that last fight. Let me tell you, when you see a guy that's lost intellectually, lost emotionally, he's walking around. I've seen it many times. You put a guy in space, he stays in space. You're not supposed to be in space 4 or 5 or 10 minutes after a fight. In other words, he never got out of the room. And I think what happened was, in that 8th round, when he got knocked down by Suri, he was concussed. And his legs gave out from underneath him. He almost fell on his face. His leg just collapsed, okay? And it wasn't that hard of a punch, but that showed to me that he was concussed. So Virgil Ortiz fought the next 4.5 rounds in a concussed state. And that's how you get CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I'm talking about brain damage. That's how you get it, fighting with a concussion. Double concussions, triple concussions. God knows how many he suffered tonight. But the bottom line is, I really think that Virgil Ortiz should go away. Now, as far as the heavyweight division is concerned, the only guy that I'm high on is Martin Bacoli. Of course, Martin Bacoli is the guy that beat our American hope, Jared Anderson, a couple of weeks ago. I'm high on that. Of course, he isn't always the most svelte guy in the entire world. Doesn't look like he's always in the best of shape. But the bottom line is, this guy goes out there, he performs, he's lost one time, and I think he's a hot shot at the heavyweight division. Now, Zhou Zhang, of course, the Chinese guy that everybody's been talking big about, of course, because of the fact he beat Deontay Wilder. I don't know. Deontay was sort of done at that point in time. Deontay, of course, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, the guy that started boxing at the age of 19. I mean, a long run. If we've seen him, I forgot to bring this up with Tommy D, but Tommy D honored Deontay Wilder, Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot caller, who we just had on a segment ago. Anyway, he honored Deontay Wilder a fortnight ago in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, Deontay was there, and when I looked at Deontay, he looked like a beaten-up guy. And he hasn't fought in a long time, but he looked like a beaten-up guy. So he's like 30, 38 years old. He's an old guy. He's an old guy. Long on fights because of the fact he had those wars. I mean, any time that you got into the ring, it's going to take a little bit off you. But when you get into fights, they're nothing but wars, God knows what. Anyway, I want to bring up the number 6 guy in the WBC rankings, Bakhtiyar Jalilov. He is the, I hate to say this, he's the Olympic gold medalist. I mean, come on, man. The Olympic gold medalist is heavyweight with like 18 knockouts and 18 wins. Is that fair? Is that fair? Come on. When I fought in the Golden Gloves, I fought for the promise of fire, I mean, for the prospect of maybe fighting the Olympics. That was all about. I mean, I even dumped a girlfriend because I dedicated myself to boxing. I mean, I wanted to make it to the Olympic trials, made it to the Western Olympic trials, just the tournament before the Olympic trials, per se, and I ended up finishing number 13 in the country. But it wasn't enough. I wanted it all, okay? Didn't have the talent to have it all, but I wanted it all. And, of course, Martin Bacoli, I think he's a good guy at heavyweight. As far as the rest of the heavyweight division is concerned, it sort of sucks. As far as American heavyweights, there are no more American heavyweights. Deontay Wilder is the only guy you could talk about. And of course, he's so old, he should retire. Deontay said that he's thinking about retirement, and then he's thinking about having one more fight. I think it's just time to go. The number that Jared Anderson was done on by Martin Bacoli, I thought that was the fight of the year as far as heavyweights concerned, because that exposed Jared for what he was, a front runner, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Good old Sports Byline Computers. You hear the pause? Yeah, I'm watching the impeccable one in the other room. He's ripping out hair. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, approaching 40 years next month. 40 years of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. But guess what? It isn't about me. In hour number two, I'll bring in Dante Kirkman. Of course, he is a professional fighter, and he's also a student at Stanford University. We'll talk about that in depth. In fact, he'll be my in-studio guest for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, pound for pound, there's nobody better, I think, than Noah Inouye right now. I mean, people talk about this fighter and that fighter, but the bottom line is I think Inouye has sort of proved that he is a monster at 122 in the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. Now, as far as the other fighters are concerned, a lot of people want to talk about Terrence Crawford. I'm not a Terrence Crawford fan because of the fact that I really think he doesn't fight often enough, and his claim to fame is beating up on Errol Spence. For Errol Spence, of course, I thought was brain damage, having got tossed out of a car at 115 miles an hour. I mean, you just don't recover from that. In fact, when you look at the booking photos by the Dallas Police Department because he was driving drunk, and he had a $25,000 gun in the car too. Anyway, a $25,000 handgun. How the hell can you buy? What compels a Lung brother to buy a $25,000 handgun? Diamond studded handgun. Hey, Bailey, you got one? No, Bailey ain't got one. I mean, come on, man. Nobody's got. I mean, he's from Marin. He's supposed to have all those guys from Ring got all the fancy stuff. But imagine that. A diamond-studded handgun worth $25,000 gets tossed out of the car with him when he did that thing 150 miles per hour. Now, people say to me, he got in a car accident. Why did he get in a car accident? Because he was getting punked. What happened was he went to a club. Earl Spence went to a club, is what I was told. He went to a club. He got into a little thing with some brothers, like to show the gun to them, this and that. Then he got in the car and he ran. They chased him, and that's how he flipped the car at 125 miles, 25 miles an hour. He wasn't doing that as an exhibition. Straight up, that is the story of Earl Spence. Now, hour number two, Dante Kirkman, A to Z. We'll talk about Stanford boxing. We'll talk about the Stanford University. We'll talk about what a kid from Stanford is all about. Of course, born and raised in Palo Alto. We'll talk about that and more with Dante Kirkman in hour number two of Ring Talk Live. Coming up after the news or whatever is going on here at the top of the hour. We come back at 12:06 Pacific time. That's 3:06 Eastern time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Insurance presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Tony Desiri. The San Francisco 49ers have reached a contract extension with wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. It is 4 years, $120 million, keeping him in San Francisco through the 2028 season. It was the same deal that had been on the table from the 49ers since August 12th. The extension includes a $76 million guarantee. $47 million will be paid to Ayuk before April 1st of next year. He joins Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill as the fifth highest paid receiver in the league with an average annual salary of $30 million per season. In tennis, one of the biggest upsets in U.S. Open history occurred Thursday night. Carlos Alcaraz, the 3 seed, eliminated in straight sets, losing to Botic von Dijonsloop. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. I'm Tony Desiri, and this has been your Sports Grid Sports Flash.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Week 1 of college football, a couple of opinion plays, and we'll have a play of the week on this particular week 1. 2 revenge games, like the Mountaineers of West Virginia to avenge last year's Penn State victory. Garrett Green and company get the job done for West Virginia, getting a 7.5-point head start there. Game 2 takes us to Amherst, Massachusetts, another revenge spot. UMass with a narrow loss last season to Eastern Michigan. They will turn the tables in the Pioneer Valley, UMass minus the 2.5. The game we do like will take place Sunday night, prime time for you on ABC at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. LSU and USC square off. Both quarterbacks in this game have huge shoes to fill, but we're going to take head coach Lincoln Riley over Brian Kelly in this matchup. USC plus the 4.5. Sports in 60. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest 2 carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and 2-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Two people in eastern Wisconsin and one person in northeastern Illinois have died of West Nile virus, according to health officials. With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg. A third person in Wisconsin also has been hospitalized because of the mosquito-borne illness. In Lake County, Illinois, three people tested positive for the virus over the past 7 days, according to the Lake County Health Department and Community Health Center. One of the victims experienced symptoms onset in mid-August and died shortly thereafter. A proposal in Baltimore that would allow city voters to decide whether to pay new parents $1,000 will not appear on the ballot in November after Maryland's highest court ruled it unconstitutional. The court issued a ruling Thursday after hearing oral arguments on Wednesday. It affirmed a lower court decision that deemed the proposal unconstitutional because it would essentially remove, quote, all meaningful discretion from the city and its elected leaders. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Come to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Hello, once again, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I am your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer and a four-time Golden Glove champ. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But guess what? Today, I'm bringing you both brains and boxing ability. I'm talking about Dante Kirkman. Of course, he's a student at Stanford University right now, an art student and a professional boxer, undefeated, 1-0. We'll talk about his second pro fight coming up this week. But straight up, he's a product of the Eddie Cross stable, the B Street Boxing stable down there in San Mateo, California. And San Mateo used to be known for just their pizza. I mean, Amici's pizza was pretty cool, and then Amici's sort of sucked. So the only thing that's happening in San Mateo right now is B Street Boxing. That's it. And there's a pizza parlor upstairs from B Street Boxing called New York Pizza. I don't recommend it. Neither does Eddie. I think Eddie goes to my whole heart pizza or something like down there in Redwood City. Anyway, Eddie doesn't even go to the pizza parlor upstairs. But straight up, that used to be known basically for pizza. And now I go down there and hang out at the B Street Boxing Gym. Of course, Eddie's got some good fighters in there, and it's got some students in there, and it's got some working blue collar fighters in there. A great, great mix of metropolis of the population of San Mateo County and surrounding areas, no doubt about that. So we'll talk about Eddie Croft, of course, the trainer extraordinaire, former WBC regional champion. And at one point in time, he was the baddest dude around here. I mean, he was. There was no doubt about it. Pound for pound, he was a king. And, of course, he took a fight at 126. I thought that he shouldn't have taken with Tom Johnson. And I thought that was, you know, that was sort of like his first loss. But outside of that, I thought that Eddie had a flawless career and he should have been the WBC 122-pound champion. Had politics and a inept manager not taking effect. Straight up, I got to tell it like it is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world boxing. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Dante Kirkman on boxing and college on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Every boy has an idol, and honestly, I'm so proud to say that Joe is my idol, and still is. It seems as though it was only yesterday, man, and we were back in Detroit down at Brewster Center, and I was watching you go through the paces there. Boy, was I fascinated. He can always punch, Ralph.
Yeah, I heard that.
Then, I'm telling you, I wanted to be so like this guy. But everything I learned about boxing, all of the good, clean habits and training hard and clean living, I honestly learned from Joe. And I say, there's another thing. You know, if it hadn't been for you, I just might not have been a fighter.
Nice fighting.
You're the greatest.
Sugar Ray Robinson, born Walker Smith Jr., of course, the former welterweight and middleweight champion of the world, lost in a 175-pound title bout when he stepped up in the heat against Joey Maxim. Joey Maxim told me it wasn't a heat of the from the sun. It was a heat that he was bringing to Ray Robinson. Made Robinson quit, I think, after the 11th round. But the bottom line is, I'll never forget what Ray told me in 1984, after Tommy Hearns had just knocked out Roberto Duran, just knocked him out in two rounds. Duran fell face first into the canvas. He looked like a dead man, right? And yet Ray Robinson told me like 2 or 3 hours afterwards that Duran will go down as a greater fighter than Hearns. I said, what are you, crazy? What are you, out of your mind? Turns out he was right. Bottom line is, of course, Duran, world ranked at 122, 126, won the title 135, 147, 154, and 160. Of course, maybe the greatest pound for pound in the history of boxing. Now, we go from the past to the present. I'm talking about Dante Kirkman. Young man, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Man, tell me about yourself. Stanford University, Palo Alto. How'd you get involved in boxing?
So my dad was a fighter. He introduced me to boxing at a young age. We were watching Floyd fights all the time growing up, and Floyd was my favorite fighter as a kid. So around 10 years old, he introduced me to the sport officially by bringing me to the gym. We tried out a gym where things weren't that serious, and I knew deep down that I wanted to accomplish a lot in this sport. So he brought me to my current coach, Eddie Croft. I went there, stayed there.
I know him. Yeah. I know him. I knew him since he was a baby. Seriously, that's how old I am, and him too. But I've known him since he was basically the amateur days.
Yeah, I've been with Eddie since the beginning. I played a lot of sports growing up, but boxing was the sport that I just loved and always wanted to keep pursuing.
What's Croft like? I mean, Croft is a sensible guy in the corner. I've heard him. He's been calm. I've seen him. Actually, I've seen him in stressful situations, fighting Marco Antonio Barrera at his peak. I mean, oh, my God, we were in Las Vegas. The heat was out. And, man, I mean, the stress, that's a lot of stress to handle walking into the ring. But he could hang with it.
Yeah, like when I think about Eddie and, like, all coaches, I really feel like the best coaches are the ones with experience, because what's great about Eddie is that he's able to not just tell me things but demonstrate things and just be like, oh, like, you know how your arm flicks like this with a hook or whatever? And I'm just like, yeah, I guess it does do that. And he's just able to, like, demonstrate things a lot more naturally than somebody who's just watching. He just has the experience, and he's calm, and we have like-minded personalities when it comes to fighting. So he's always just been great and has, like, a great hunger for the sport. And he's really, like, somebody that I've been able to relate to as far as that hunger.
You know, I watched him fight guys like Richard Duran. Richard Duran at one point in time was the United States amateur champion. He deserved to be in the Olympics in 1984. Of course, he went back in 19. He stayed amateur another 4 years. After getting the shaft in 1984 at the age of like 16, Richard Duran stuck around for another 4 years, which was a mistake because that was 4 years of his life. You know what I'm saying? Just taken away. Didn't win the gold in 1988 either. But he later fought Eddie Croft, of course, and Eddie, like, basically retired him. I mean, and those guys were about the same going up in the amateurs. You know what I'm saying? They were about the same coming up in the amateurs, both stellar amateurs. And then you watch the different directions they went. You know, I mean, Richard went to alcohol. Eddie went to the gym. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's up with a lot of guys, but when they quit boxing, when I quit boxing, I gradually removed myself from the gym. It wasn't like something I did. Hey, I'm done! You know what I'm saying? It just says, you know, a little bit less. And now I do all my working out at home or do my running. I basically don't go to the gym anymore. Okay, but that whole aspect, the fact that you've got a trainer that doesn't suffer from chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I mean, Eddie Croft is pretty damn sharp. Okay? I mean, Richard Duran wasn't. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They were both equal levels coming up. You know where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. One guy took a bad turn. One guy didn't. Okay, you got B Street Boxing going on down there. How many people you got boxing down there, you think?
Man, there's a lot of classes. Classes are always full, so 5-6 days a week of full classes.
Okay, now tell me the truth. You ever try the pizza upstairs?
Actually, never.
No!
My dad, though, every day.
Hey, what a recommendation. sort of like the impeccable one in Stefano's over there. He like dogs. There's a big pizza parlor, like four or five of them in Marin County, right? And I think they've got great slices. And he lives in Marin County, and he dogs it. I mean, he just dogs it. He says, that's trash. And I'm like, hey, come on. I go to Marin County. Can't wait to go to Stefano's Pizza. Anyway, what is your life like right now? What's your schooling like? What's your schooling schedule? What's your academic schedule?
Yeah, so I'm going into my senior year at Stanford. I'm an art student, and most of my days are just either filled with boxing or going to class and or getting ready for class. So it's just really three blocks of my day, which is in the morning, workout. I'll say four blocks of my day. So in the morning, workout. After that, go to class, do some homework, and then just my recovery routines.
Okay, and part of your training program involves a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
No, don't laugh, man, straight up. Listen, if you've got a girl they'll take you to run, that kind of good stuff, this is where it's at, bro. I had girlfriends who say, I can't believe that you would rather box than have sex with me. I'm serious, I mean, the Maria Ramirez, I'll name her, okay? But the bottom of it, I mean, come on, I couldn't believe it. They can't believe you want to make that type of sacrifice. Okay, and you've got a girl that takes you to the track and all that kind of good stuff. That's cool, man.
Yeah, she's been great. She's been very, like, understanding and knows boxing takes a lot.
What's her name?
Kayla.
Kayla, okay. Yeah. All right, do you use the snack products?
Yep.
All right, what are the best snack products to you? Of course, snack is sports nutrition for advanced conditioning or something like that. But the bottom line, Victor Conti, the former Tower Power bass player. Did you know he was a big bass player at one point in time?
No, I knew he was involved with baseball.
He was a bad dude. I mean, let me tell you, the bass leads the band. Okay, the bass player leaves the band. He was with Tower of Power for like two albums, him and his cousin Bruce Conti. But they were Tower of Power. Bruce was in them for a long time, but Victor was with them for a couple of years. Victor, I thought that was Victor's calling, playing the bass. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't. It's these sports supplements. I mean, he's come up with some good stuff. I used to take the DMA. You take the DMA?
Yeah, every night.
Every night?
Yeah, my favorite's the Expedite or the Vitalize, though.
With Vitalize juices you up, huh?
Yeah, I always take it before sparring. Keeps me like really focused.
You think like a cup of caffeine, like something like a cup of coffee, or is it similar to that?
Yeah. I mean, it's got caffeine. The Expedite has caffeine. I take both, and I'm always locked in.
You know, I have a problem with caffeine in the morning. In fact, there's two drugs I have in the morning: caffeine and cannabis. Okay, it gets me in trouble every morning. You know how to react? Hey, kid doesn't know how to react. He's going, whoa. All right. What do people say to you at Stanford? I mean, Do the teachers, they ask you about your boxing? What do they ask you?
Well, Stanford's like a very interesting crowd because like boxing and the Stanford communities are completely different communities. I mean,
you know what? Turn down your headphones just a little bit. See the little knob up there? One of those knobs? Turn it down just a little because I can hear it waning in your ear. Go on.
All right.
Continue.
Good. So Stanford and boxing communities are completely different communities. And a lot of people at Stanford know nothing about boxing. The most they know about boxing is Rocky Balboa. So for me to be able to introduce people to the sport, whether it's through art, because I've done photography for USA Boxing and Mayweather Promotions and showcasing that, and showcasing boxing as an art form has been great to the school, to introducing it that way to show it's not just some brutal sport they see in the movies, but then also talking and writing about it and getting people just to learn about it more. And I even brought like a good amount of people to my first pro fight from Stanford that had never seen a fight before, and they were like, this is great. I never thought I would experience something like this.
You do realize the evil side of Victor Conti when he rigged the 2000 Olympics. You know that, right?
No, I don't know.
You don't know it. Exactly. No, Victor's a good guy. I've had Victor in the studio before. Victor and me go back a long, long time, all the way to Tower of Power. But the bottom line is, of course, he had the Marion Jones, he had ran the mile or something like that. That was the gold medal was taken away, that kind of goes. So he did a lot of that stuff. And of course, he gave Shane Mosley the steroids that he used and got caught with before the De La Hoya fight, the second De La Hoya fight. Of course, Mosley denied taking any steroids. Then he put him under oath, put him on YouTube. He had to admit it. Okay. And of course, he was asking Victor for the extra, because can you help me? So he was soliciting illegal products at that point in time. But Victor cleaned his act up, man, and Snack has done real well for better than 20 years now. I want to congratulate him on that, of course. But, you know, the DMA, I think that's pretty good. And what did you like the other ones?
The Expedite and the Vitalize.
The Vitalize I'm down with. Okay, I never tried the Expedite. What does the Expedite do?
Expedite's like another pre-workout one. Gives you, like, energy and mental focus, too.
You take creatine?
No.
No? Would you take any supplements outside of that?
No.
Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing and MMA. On the way back, we'll find out who the best boxers are in the world and the mind of a Stanford University student.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Coming back with the sounds of East Bay Soul, Greg Adams, extraordinaire. Of course, the great trumpet player from Westmore High School in Daly City, California. Check him out at eastbaysoul.com. Before that was El Chicanito. May he rest in peace. Genaro Hernandez, of course, died from a rare form of cancer. I'll never forget the last show we did together. He was like, he was 48 hours away from the Grim Reaper. He was less than 2 days away from dying. And he called the show and he says, Pedro, I got to give you my laugh, blah, blah, blah. So we talked. I was crying. He was crying. That was sad. Of course, may he rest in peace. When the class acts in the world of boxing, nobody ever said anything bad about Genaro El Chicanito Hernandez. There's no doubt about that. Now, of course, in studio is Dante Kirkman. Dante, I got to ask you, man, modern day boxers, what is their thing that they don't want to entertain? I mean, what's the thing with Shakur Stevenson? What's up with that guy? Is he trying to bore people to death?
Well, I think with modern-day boxers, everybody, especially my generation, looked up to Floyd, and Floyd really set like a pretty unrealistic standard of make the most money with the least amount of damage and just winning, having your way. So I think Shakur really is kind of finding himself in that sense because he's got the skills, but I'm still entertained by his fights because I'm a boxing fan, but I can't really expect non-boxing fans to be entertained by him.
But the bottom line is, if I'm fighting lesser guys, you know what I'm saying? In other words, even in the amateurs, when you got in there with a guy that was like from Oxnard or something like that, you know, some guy they brought in like 0-9, and you were supposed to smoke him. And you went out and you smoked him. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it was supposed to be done.
Yeah.
These guys are not doing it. I mean, Floyd, early on, you talk about Floyd Mayweather, he went after guys. He went after guys early on.
Definitely Pretty Boy.
Yeah. I mean, Diego Corrales, of course, that was probably his crowning moment at 130 when he took out Diego Corrales. But, you know, the fights afterwards, I thought a lot of them were exhibitions, much like that thing last night. Did you watch it last night at all?
I caught some of the highlights. It was
You didn't pay for it? What are you laughing about?
No, but I caught him.
Wait, he's laughing in the other room too. Did you steal it too? He took the fifth. He didn't say no. He took the fifth. That was my producer. Are you guys stealing these fights? Is that what's going on here?
I watched the highlights that were legally posted, and I watched Kermell Moten too on the undercard.
Okay, who is the best fighter in the world right now in your mind?
Terrence Crawford.
Why do you say that?
Well, Terrence, he can fight any way it's possible. Like if you think about Bruce Lee, be like water. Terrence can do close range, mid range, far range from southpaw and orthodox. That's six different styles. He's got power in both hands. And, like, he moved up to 154. and had, I still think, a really good performance before that.
But don't you think he should have took care of Boots Ennis at 147 before he left? I mean, in other words, these guys are calling their own shots. I don't get it. When I was an amateur, we fought for the Western, we were rated in the Western states. We used to watch the ratings, you know what I'm saying? It was important to us. Mm-hmm. And that was in the amateurs. But when you turn professional and you get in the ratings, in other words, you become the number one contender, you're supposed to get a mandatory title shot once a year. Canelo hasn't done a title shot in like 3.5 years for these guys, the WBC. I mean, I just don't see where modern day boxers are delivering. I think Canelo's failing to deliver. I think Shakur's failing to deliver. I think Gervonta Davis tries to deliver every time he comes out.
Yeah, like I think in Bud's case, like with Boots, I think from his perspective is he had the biggest fight of his career against Spence.
Against a cripple. Against a mental cripple.
Yeah, which that's not Bud's fault though. So
No. But yeah. The bottom line is, here's what's up. It would be like me taking credit for kicking some bum's ass on the corner down here. Hey, Pedro, man, he took out that wino. I took him out. You know, the guy got tossed out of a car 150 miles an hour. Had a brain bleed, because when you looked around his eyes, you saw the blood around all those retinas. That was definitely a brain bleed. So he suffered a brain bleed, okay, internal bleeding of the brain, and yet they licensed him to fight again. Had he gotten hurt like that in a boxing match, he'd have been banned for life. Mm. You see my point on that?
Yeah. I just think that for Crawford, with somebody like Boots under, I think he kind of has the mindset of, like, there's always going to be somebody who's the number one contender, so we might as well go up and try to make more history by going up to his fourth division, because that's a challenge of its own, fighting Madrimov, who is clearly a great fighter, too.
Madrimov moves his hands a lot, but he doesn't land punches. What's the story? What's this all this shuck and jive with his hands? You notice that, too? Like, he moves his hand a lot, but what's up?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of, like, the European amateur style of hands and feet, like, feints, and just trying to keep it, keep Bud, like, off rhythm. And, like, it had, like, decent success, but it was something that Bud, like, picked up on and made the correct adjustments.
Okay, so obviously you don't think the Japanese fighter in Illinois, having won belts in like three different weight classes, moved up to 122 now, you don't think he's the best fighter in the world. Is he number two?
I think he's number two without a doubt.
Okay, then who would be number three?
Number three, that for me is honestly pretty tough. You could say Canelo or Usyk.
You really want to say Canelo, even the fact he's duck Benavidez for 3 years? Imagine if you were the number one contender. Would you feel a little bit different about this, Dante, if you were number one and this guy, like, ditched you for 3 years? 3 years. You know how long it is in boxing? That's like a century.
Yeah, no, if I was Benavidez, I'd be pretty pissed off. But
I'd be clowning him. I'd be having a bus in front of his house, you know, making all kinds of noise, honking the horn at 2 o'clock in the morning, all that kind of good stuff. That's how you got to listen. He's talking this week, Canelo says, well, I'll talk about maybe Benavidez after the Berlanga fight. In other words, he's feeling the heat. Chavez putting heat on him. Marquez putting heat on him. I think Eric Morales is the only guy that's saying let him do what he wants. But last week, ESPN and the Zone, both the Zone, said that Canelo should be allowed to do what he wants. Why? He should fight the number one guy.
Well, I hear that I don't necessarily have a side, but I hear the kind of do whatever he wants perspective, which is just that Canelo's served his time. He's fought a bunch of
John Ryder is 45 years old. Triple D was 95 years old. Okay, Charlo was a small Charlo. Okay, Munguia is not much. He was undefeated, a Mexican club fighter out of Tijuana. Do I need to keep going?
And he fought Floyd Mayweather at 23.
Yeah, but the Floyd Mayweather thing, let me tell you why I fought Floyd Mayweather at 23, okay? Mm-hmm. Is that Floyd decided to fight him before he got good. Floyd fought him when he was green like guacamole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was green as hell then. And, of course, quote, Floyd outboxed him. You don't think Floyd would take him on now?
Well, no. Floyd's 47. But
doesn't matter. If Floyd was 40, Floyd wouldn't take him on with the weight advantage that Canelo holds now.
Well, at the time, too, like, Floyd is, like, 38, I believe, at the time. And there's been throughout boxing history a lot of times where that's, like, the crowning moment of, like, a young fighter overtaking the veteran fighter. So Floyd stopped that, so that's how it turned out. I mean, when Devin Haney beat Lomachenko, it was
Wait, time out. How come, you know, I look at, you know, the boxrec.com, you know, all the fans, they had Lomachenko winning 116-112 or 8-4 in rounds. I mean, come on, but that was a bad decision, bro.
I thought it was a very close fight. I hear the Lomachenko perspective. I thought Devin squeezed it out, but
do you give Devin Haney the benefit of the doubt because he's local?
No. I
he can't punch. Wait, he can't punch, and he doesn't take a punch all that well. What value does he have as a prize fighter except being anointed? Now he's undefeated again. Did you know that? Do you know that he was, I mean, that was a guy that was down four times in that one round with Harvey Dock as a referee, and Harvey saved his ass in that seventh round. Do you think he did?
Well,
you know what Bernard Hopkins said about that? It was a brother doing a brother a favor.
Well, Devin Haney, like, I don't agree with overturning the loss. He lost, and I think he has to own up to it, but I think he's a great fighter. I think he can box.
What makes him a great fighter? He didn't beat Lomachenko.
Well, Lomachenko's a two-time gold medalist, and he's a great. And Devin Haney, at a young age, I thought squeezed it out, which should say, like, a lot about his boxing ability, because there's a lot of people that couldn't even compete with Lomachenko on its own.
I don't know. Poor Lomachenko. I think he's gotten a shaft a few different times. Guys have kept waiting for him to get old. Gervonta Davis is waiting for him to get until he gets a Social Security check before he fights him. Speaking of Gervonta Davis, what does Tank need to do? Does Tank need to move up in weight? Is Tank at 135? Is Tank at 140? Where is Tank Davis right now?
I think Tank Davis is in an interesting position because he doesn't really need belts as far as, like, for his stardom. Like, people are just entertained by him knocking people out. I think there's rumors that he might fight Jose Valenzuela next.
Valenzuela, impressive, huh?
At 140. Yeah, that was an impressive fight. But I personally think Tank can kind of choose who he wants because he's kind of a glitch in the
Muhammad
system.
Muhammad Ali never got to choose who he wanted to fight. Ray Leonard didn't choose who he wanted to fight more than most. Probably he did at certain times, but not all the time. You're sort of like...
I want Tank versus Shakur Stevenson and Tank versus Lomachenko, but a few years ago, but that's too late. I'm just seeing how Tank is kind of operating. He's kind of seeing the opportunities where he can jump. Like, he saw an opportunity with Mario Barrios, so he jumped up to 140, came right back down. And I think he sees another opportunity in Valenzuela since the Lomachenko fight is off. And, yeah, hopefully we keep getting him against top people. I want him against Shakur and Teofimo.
Okay, was Pitbull an overrated club fighter?
I was never a fan of Pitbull. He's just very one-dimensional, and I think he got famous off a one-handed Tank fight.
You think he had, because of the fact that he went the distance, huh?
Just strictly off of that.
Okay. What, you know, when I, Dante Kirkham is our guest, folks. We'll go to a break. Take time. We're running up on a hard break here. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast. And we're in a Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll drill the kid from Stanford University a few more minutes. Of course, after the break, you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand that not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
The wisdom of the late, great Jose Sulaiman. Don Jose, of course, he passed away, and his wife passed away last week, so we offer condolences to the Sulaiman family, no doubt about that. Pound for pound, he was a good guy to be around. He took me on a lot of different places. Of course, I remember one time he sent me to Istanbul on a secret mission to pick up an envelope. So I went to Istanbul, Turkey, got off the plane, went to a hotel, sat in the hotel. Some guy brought me an envelope. I got back on the plane and left like 4 hours later. I kid you not. So then, and he paid me good money. I mean, Jose, I was a sort of like his secret envoy. Of course, when Alexis Arguello talked about committing suicide, who did Jose Sulaiman send down to Nicaragua? But me. Of course, he didn't want to go to rehab, and that was another story. But the bottom line is, I miss Sulaiman, and may his wife rest in peace. Now, I want to mention the fact August 21st, 1981, of course, Salvador Sanchez and Wilfredo Gomez, the Battle of the Little Giants. Sanchez coming in with that one loss, of course, by decision. Had the one draw as well. But the bottom line is Sanchez was a 3-1 underdog, and Wilfredo Gomez was 32-0-1 with the first bout of his career being a draw. So he had 32 knockouts after that first draw. And, of course, he was a 3-1 favorite going into the WBC 122-pound champion. But what Gomez did was he went to bed at 126, and he woke up at 130 pounds. I don't know how he did that. Some magical thing came along. So he was cursed. He was cursed. No, he was drinking water. He was drinking water, okay? But he went to bed at 126. He woke up at 130, went downstairs for the weigh-in. Supposed to be at 126, right? So he's 130. He goes, hey, I ain't going to make the weight. So what? Say what, man? I ain't going to do it. So Sulaiman weighed the weight. And then, of course, the fight took place in the first round. Sanchez went out there and broke his bones, knocked him down in the first round, broke the cheekbone of Wilfredo Gomez, and stopped him about 8 or 9 rounds later. But the bottom line is, that was the Battle of the Little Giants. A salsa band on one side of the ring, a mariachi band on the other side of the ring. The Mexicans prevailed that night, but the Puerto Ricans, they thought they had a 3-1 favorite. Of course, Gomez being the best fighter pound for pound in the world. That is a fight that anointed Salvador Sanchez to being the best fighter pound for pound in the world. May he rest in peace. For a guy that died in 1982, like a year later, when he was beheaded, he was decapitated when he was coming back from a sex break. What happened was he went to have sex. Dante might know something about this. He went to go have sex, all right, in training camp. In other words, it's like he's in camp, and he's in camp for, I think, Juan Laporte. So he's in camp for a rematch with Laporte, and he gets up about 12:30 at night. He says, I'm going to sneak out. So he gets his Corvette, and he sneaks out. He goes over to his girlfriend's house, right? He gets makes whoopee. I guess that's a good way to put it, makes whoopee. He comes. He realizes, oh, no, I'm late. I got to get back because, you know, the last thing you want is your trainer walking into your room, and you're not there. Okay, you know, I've had that before. Anyway, bottom line is, he got back there, and he never got back there because he was decapitated when he ran into the back of a chicken truck, a truck that was carrying chickens down there in Mexico, and that's how Salvador Sanchez died. And I think he died August 12th, 1982. Of course, August, a big month in the career of Salvador Sanchez. Now, back to you. You got a fight this week. Of course, that's going to be in
Oakland at the Marriott.
The Marriott. I think Andre Ward fought at the Marriott when he was a kid.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that, but that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Marriott's pretty cool about this. Downtown Oakland's pretty cool. That part of downtown Oakland's cool. You go a few blocks, it's like downtown San Francisco's cool, except when you go to some bad parts. I mean, hey, come on, man. There's some places I wouldn't let my mother walk down the street here in the city.
No, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Everywhere's got that, though.
Do you think it's everywhere?
I mean, my dad always told me every place has its hood, so...
Yeah, but it isn't a hood nowadays. People living in the streets, shanty towns, people like that. You got homeless people walking around the streets down in the peninsula?
Not where I live.
Where do you live? Atherton?
Palo Alto.
Atherton, Palo Alto. This guy's got money. Okay, this guy's got big bucks, like the impeccable one the other one. He lives in Marin. Okay, he has a chauffeur bring him in every Sunday. Okay, that's what kind of connection. I understand it. So anyway, so tell me about this fight in Oakland. When's it going to go down? Saturday? Is it Saturday?
Saturday, August 31st.
Okay, and who's it against, you know?
I believe his name is Miguel Soto Garcia.
And what does Miguel Soto Garcia bring to the dance?
Well, I'm just looking forward to seeing what he brings. I know he's orthodox, about my height, similar reach. He fought somebody that I've sparred before, so I'm just looking to see what he brings and the experience I can gain from it.
Do you have problems with a left-hander? Sparring a left-hander?
I've sparred a lot of left-handers.
You didn't ask. It was a yes or no question.
I would say no.
Okay, let me tell you like this. Let me tell you why. Because I sparred left-handers like my entire career. Didn't have a problem with it, right? Until I went to Las Vegas and fought Ernie Chavez, who was a left-hander. Okay, and I did both sides, both left-handed and right-handed. Anyway, he hit me so hard with that right hook. The first thing I felt was my ear. This ear hitting the ground. I'm going, you know, my ear hurts. And I'm looking out there at the crowd, and everybody's going, get up. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? That's how hard I was hit. I mean, I've never been hit that. I mean, I was hit in the head with a flashlight as a cop. As you know, some guy tried to hit me over there with a flashlight, a steel flashlight, and that didn't feel nothing like that punch from Ernie Chavez. I mean, that right hook, Bob, boom, man. Getting hit from the opposite side just opens you up to another world.
Yeah, I think for me, it wasn't too big of an issue because, I can switch. I can go southpaw, so I, see that perspective. And I also used to spar, a really good southpaw when I was younger, too, so I used to see it a lot.
Okay, do you have sex when you're training?
Nope.
No?
I've been celibate for like 2 years, so.
Really? Yeah. And why?
Just, I'm a man of God, and I just wanted to, about 2 years ago, just take my relationship.
You know, I tried to explain it to a girl. She wasn't going for it, man. She just, I mean, they couldn't believe it. I get up, I remember a couple times I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to run. You know what my mother told me? Maria's outside. I said, say what? Say, how do you know? Maria's outside. I saw her car out there. No, she didn't believe it. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Why would you give me up 34, 30, whatever, 36, all these nice measurements. Why would you give me up to box? But boxing is some people say that boxing is like a crack whore. In other words, you get addicted to her and you can't let go. Can you see that? Can you see that?
Well, Eddie's always described boxing as like my main piece and my girlfriend as my side piece.
Oh, so. That's gonna go over well. So. Listen, Eddie's wife is probably Casey's probably gonna kick his ass. here's another thing. He married a woman that could fight.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you probably don't talk too much smack around the house. You know what I'm saying? If I had a woman I could roll over, probably don't tell her anything like that. Honey, could you please go get me a glass of water, please? I mean, hey, wait, get me a glass of water. Pow! she's a good fighter. She works for Victor Conti. Doesn't she? She's a snack queen?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she's great.
All right, so is there, you know, when I used to fight locally, I didn't like it. And I sort of like fighting better in Modesto, although you got the shaft when you fought on the road. A lot of times you really had to win twice to win. But when I fought locally, guys would call me up, people I didn't know, would call me up the morning of the fight or the day before the fight. Hey, can you give me tickets, cousins, relatives? Do you get that stuff?
Yeah, I think for me, I kind of like it a little bit because I used to fight nationally a lot, and I didn't really fight like local since I was like maybe like 15 or 16 or whatever. So it's been a while. And then with technology now, I can just put my phone on Do Not Disturb. 2 days out from my fight, I'm left alone.
Yeah. All right. So what's this week going to be like? What you say you weigh like 8 or 10 pounds over the junior middleweight limit right now. Cutting that is not a problem in less than 5 or 6 days?
Not at all.
How do you do it? I mean, here's what's up. I mean, I used to go into the sauna and sweat. That guys, if you go through those extremes,
Well, I have a great team that helps manage my weight. So it's just whatever they see fit. Whether it's maybe eat a little less this day, work a little harder this day. So it's whatever they say.
Do you ever juice? And I don't mean steroids. I mean juicer, like orange juice, like melon juice, cantaloupe juice, honeydew, something like that.
No, I really like water, so I just drink a lot of water.
Water's boring, man. You know how boring water is. I mean, God knows, in the gym, though, it's... and then I remember at Newman's gym, you couldn't swallow. Do they still tell you that? Don't swallow?
No.
I mean, come on, man. The first thing I did, put water in my mouth, swallow it. I mean, don't swallow it. And they're screaming at me in the corner, don't swallow it. Come on, man, come on. I'm swallowing it.
Yeah.
As boxing... Where are you going to be able to put your professional boxing career with your studies? In other words, eventually you're going to have a degree from Stanford University, and you use the degree to get some type of work. I mean, how are you going to balance the two out?
Well, I've been balancing boxing and academics for a really long time, and it hasn't been easy. It's just been a lot of like just getting rid of like the extracurricular stuff, just keeping it like strictly like between the two. So when I get my undergraduate degree from Stanford at the end of the next academic year, I'm really just going to be strictly boxing, and I might get like kind of like a side job, but boxing is always my number one. Even while I've been in school, boxing has been my number one.
Great. That's one without a doubt. Now, Eddie Croft is your trainer. Is he also your manager?
No. No.
Your dad manages you?
No. My mom's a lawyer, so we kind of operate.
But you guys are doing okay here.
Yeah, we operate as a team, Team Inferno, me, my mom, my dad, okay. Eddie.
Stanford University, one of the famous students ever was a guy by the name of Theodore Sirlensky. You ever hear of him?
No, actually.
He was a murderer. Oh. Okay, and he went to San Quentin for like 15 or 20 years, and he gets out, and I'm an SF police, I'm a San Francisco cop at this point in time, okay. So I'm serving lunch at St. Anthony's Dining Room down here in the Tenderloin, and he walks up, Theodore Sirlensky, Mr. Sirlensky, how are you? He got paroled, but the guy killed somebody, right? So I said to him, can we give him plastic forks? They didn't get it, okay, but the bottom line, so people at Stanford are behind you.
Yeah, I mean, like, the students are, and I look to continue to grow my Stanford fan base. It's a completely new audience to boxing. They're experiencing it for the first time, and the Nerd Nation is very passionate about football, basketball, other sports, and athletes, so I look to getting students, alumni more involved.
Okay, do black people watch the NFL?
Yeah.
You do? I heard a comedian say the other day that there were eight fried chicken commercials on the NBA, but on the NFL they didn't have any. So in other words, is there a different audience there?
I mean, my dad watched. He's a Cowboys fan, and I grew up playing football. My high school, Devontae Adams went to my high school, so we're very big on football.
Okay, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Contending for a world championship or with a world championship.
Okay, where do you see yourself academically in 5 years? Will it be totally to boxing, totally dedicated to boxing?
Yeah, I think completely dedicated to boxing. I mean, maybe like something will come up, but I mean, boxing is always my number one.
So what do you do for kicks when you're not boxing?
I play a lot of video games just because it's like something I can just sit back and relax. Not,
you don't play Pac-Man, do you?
Nah.
No, you're laughing at me? Does that show you where I'm at or what, Pac-Man?
I used to play Pac-Man in the movie theaters with my dad, but...
Me and your dad playing Pac-Man.
Yeah, but video games are just something where I don't have to be walking around. Like, I get very conscious about, like, using my muscles when I'm not working out, so I just want to watch TV, play video games.
Good enough. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I thank Eddie Croft because, you know, Eddie is a classy guy without a doubt, and you are a classy young man. I mean, I want to give you all the props, wish you the very best of luck, and if anything I could do for you along the line, just scream. Neil Peckman's got connections in the other room, and that guy can get anything done. I mean, he can almost buy a fight. he's connected. So if you ever need anything, you come back here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you guys.
The great Dante Kirkman, folks. Young man from Stanford University. Eddie Crossfighter out of B Street Boxing down there in San Mateo, California. Check him out. B Street Boxing. What a great story. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
The question is, should Dr. Fernandez be called in for a house call in the sport of boxing? Of course, I'm talking about the fact that the Saudi Arabians have taken over the sport of boxing. I'm going to try to get Doug Emhoff as a noted boxer. I try to get him on next week's show, talk about that in depth. Of course, I'm not a big fan of anybody having control over anything, any one person or any one entity in this. And of course, and I'm sort of down on the fact that Saudi Arabians, in other words, this is sports washing. You know what I mean by that? Sports washing. In other words, they're trying to polish up their image over there by having a golf course, having a golf league and a soccer league and a football league and now a boxing league, all that kind of good stuff. It's sports washing. The bottom line is these guys still treat women like spit with an H. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? Women can't drive cars. I can go on, but the bottom line is they have to wear a mask and drive around like walk around like beekeepers down there. But the bottom line is at the end of the day, the Saudi Arabian control of boxing, it's here, it's now, but where will it be in 3 or 4 years from now? And will it be a good thing? In other words, all this money coming into Fox boxing, I'm great with it. I think that boxers should make as much money as they can. But you know, going that Floyd route as far as like getting the most out of your fighting career with the least amount of risk, I'm not really down with that. Of course, Floyd Mayweather involved in an exhibition last night with John Gotti III. John Gotti, I guess the crime boss. In other words, you know, John Gotti was a trip. He would show up to fights and I would run away. I would run away. I see him at the Madison Square Garden fights, and I see John Gotti, you know, the godfather, the Teflon Don, that kind of stuff. I would just run away from him. People say, what are you doing? I said, get away from that guy. Because if anybody's going to crank off some rounds, it's going to be around John Gotti, okay? And that's not going to be. August 31st on the Zone, Diego Pacheco versus Masui Suyeka. That's going to be a super middleweight. September 3rd, of course, the boxing pound-for-pound king is back on ESPN+. Pick up by Noah Inouye, taking on DJ TJ Doheny. DJ Doheny has two chances, slim and none, and slim is out of town. That's the way I put it. Of course, the upcoming fights, of course, September 14th, undefeated Edgar Berlanga, the Puerto Rican sensation. At one point in time, he was like 16-0 with 16 first-round knockouts. Since then, he's been sort of exposed as a guy that's got some limitations. But guess what? He's younger. He should be a little stronger. He should be a natural super middleweight or a natural middleweight. Of course, Canelo Alvarez moving up originally from 145 pounds now to the 168-pound championship. And of course, the champion of the WBC and the WBA, but the IBF has stripped him when they realized he wouldn't fight some guy by the name of William Scroll. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, Canelo's a punk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcaster. I want to thank the great Dante Kirkman, the young man that he is. I think he is the future of boxing in many, many ways. I want to thank him for spending some time with me on this lovely Sunday. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned.